a lot of little organisms that looked like bacteria and behaved like bacteria were actually something else altogether, something that had branched off from bacteria a long time ago. Woese called these organisms archaebacteria, later shortened to archaea. It has to be said that the attributes that distinguish archaea from bacteria are not the sort that would quicken the pulse of any but a biologist. They are mostly differences in their lipids and an absence of something called peptidoglycan. But in practice, they make a world of difference. Archaeans are more different from bacteria than you and I are from a crab or spider. Single-handedly, Woese had discovered an unsuspected division of life, so fundamental that it stood above the level of kingdom at the apogee of the universal tree of life, as it is rather reverentially known. In 1976, he startled the world, or at least the little bit of it that was paying attention, by redrawing the tree of life to incorporate not five main divisions, but 23. These he grouped under three new principal categories: bacteria, archaea, and eukarya, which he called domains. Woese's new divisions did not take the biological world by storm. Some dismissed them as much too heavily weighted toward the microbial. Many just ignored them. Woese, according to Francis Ashcroft, felt bitterly disappointed. But slowly his new scheme began to catch on among microbiologists.